Mm-hmm.
How to teach them to multiply, divide, add, and subtract, and so on.
There's still a good bit of drill.
You can't get away from it if you teach them anything. That's true.
All of these things that we have been talking about are pieces of
furniture.
What do you call the things that you have behind your sheer curtains?
I call them window shades.
Oh, do you distinguish in your the term that you use between those and the
Venetian blinds? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That window shades in here have Venetian blinds in y'all.
Oh, gosh. Wasn't with it. I should have noticed that. It's a water. What do you call the place where you store your clothes?
Closet.
All right. Is putting the two words together, you would call it?
A clothes closet.
Is there a kind of a closet that is not recessed in the wall?
Wardrobe or something like that. Now you got that in mind? That's a term. That
one that's movable.
That's something that's almost gone out of American furniture, is a wardrobe.
Houses,
used to be built without any closets. Everything was kept in wardrobes.
What do you call the space in a house between the top floor of living space and the roof?
Attic.
And what do you call the room where you do your food preparation?
Kitchen.
Okay, would you tell me something about the equipment in a kitchen?
You mean today?
Well, a little bit of both. Have there been changes?
There are definite changes, of course, since I, about my age, can remember. Very definite
mentioned
changes.
Some of that.
Mm-hmm. From the cook stove to the gas stove to, and there's a time when oil stoves were quite popular. Of course, they're still used some places. And then the electric stove is almost, of course, gas is still popular, but gas and electricity have completely replaced the wood stove. You'd go a long way to find somebody cooking on a wood stove now, wouldn't you?
Yes, that's right.
And then another thing that has changed, so every kitchen years and years ago had a cupboard sort of thing that was called a safe. And always had a metal tin, I guess it was, on the doors. And there was always a pricked pattern on those doors. And you kept your food in the safe in the wintertime. You put the dishes or whatever was left, or the leftovers, in the safe until supper time. Because you didn't have any refrigerator, didn't have any ice in the winter, you see. And so there's always a safe in the kitchen. And then, let me see what else. Of course, the dishwasher is entirely new within the last, 20, 25 years. Maybe not that long.
What do you have in your kitchen that would take the place of a safe? Anything?
The place of a safe would absolutely be the refrigerator that you eat. Because, you see, you keep all perishable foods now in your refrigerator.
What about baked goods? Did you put your baked goods in the safe, too?
You used to have a bread box that you kept it in. I can't remember. Well, we never thought of putting bread in the ice box when we were children. We kept it in a bread box. And if you had a fairly good sized house, you had a pantry. If you didn't, you had some kind of shelves where you kept your canned goods and things like that.
Oh, what do you have in your kitchen now where you would keep dishes and stuff?
Cupboards. Cupboards, I guess you'd call.
Right. Do you remember anything about an outside kitchen?
No, that was further, a lot further back, but you know they did have years ago.
I didn't know they did.
You did? Well, no. They did, honey. Yes, they did. If you go to some of the old houses, if you go to Mount Vernon, if you go to go up here, the Van house up above Dalton there, which was a fine home that Joseph Van, who's an Indian chief, mm-hmm. had, and then of course he had to go west when all the others were driven west, but it's been restored. Very interesting. Outside kitchen. Any of the old houses that you visit, the kitchen was not in the main house. It was out, a ways from it. They didn't think all the cooking odors and everything should get into the house. And how they ever got it to the table hot, I don't know. But I guess they did.
I remember Mount Vernon.
Mm-hmm.
They said there were little slave boys who were called runners.
Yes.
Who
ran back and forth.
Yeah. I remember that now, but I didn't remember.
Even in the houses that weren't as pretentious as that, they had the kitchen somewhat separated from the house.
And you only had one kitchen.
Yes, and some of them had called a summer kitchen. I've heard people use the term summer kitchen, and perhaps that was away from the house to keep the heat from the house. And they may have had a